From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. It's still too dangerous for rescue workers in West Virginia to search for four coal miners who've been missing since Monday's explosion at the Upper Big Branch mine. Federal Mine Safety and Health Administrator Kevin Strickland says the latest readings show underground gas concentrations are still too high.
If we're going to send a rescue team in there, we have to be able to say that it's safe for them to go in there, so we want the air to be clear enough that we can let them go without being in smoke, without being on lifeline, and proceed quickly.
Workers are drilling more holes through the mountain into the mine in an effort to release the noxious fumes. Opposition leaders in Kyrgyzstan say they've taken control of the government, though the claim cannot be independently confirmed. They say they forced the government to step down after anti-government demonstrations in the capital Bishkek today turned deadly. At least 40 people were killed. Protesters say they're frustrated with a corrupt government. And as Robin Forestier Walker of Al Jazeera English reports from the capital, they're also angry about rising prices.
The key turning point perhaps may have been the imposition of new tariffs, of new utility bill tariffs. People's energy bills, electricity bills, doubled overnight in January, and that caused serious consternation amongst a significant part of the population who were classed as poor by international standards. The economic crisis has hit this region hard.
Robin Forestier Walker of Al Jazeera English in Bishkek. The U.S. has a military base in the former Soviet Republic. It supports operations in Afghanistan. President Obama is trying to make good on a campaign promise. As NPR's Mara Liasson reports, the White House today unveiled a new set of initiatives to make it easier for Americans to access information about their government.
Americans' mistrust of government is at historically high levels right now, and President Obama is trying to change that opinion. He's promised to make government activities more transparent and accountable. Today, all cabinet agencies are releasing their open government plans and publishing them online. The idea is to make their agencies' operations and data more easily available. For instance, the Department of Health and Human Services will publish a community health data set that users can download to find out information about cost, quality, and access of health care in their own communities. And the Department of Veterans Affairs is inviting VA employees and private sector entrepreneurs to contribute ideas for ways to increase veterans' access to the VA. The department says it will identify the best ideas and fund them. Mara Liasson, NPR News, The White House.
Wall Street investors pulled back today after Federal Reserve Chief Ben Bernanke warned of the dangers of keeping interest rates low for too long. The Dow closed down 72 points at 10,897. The Nasdaq was off 5. This is NPR News. The Federal Reserve says consumer borrowing fell again in February, suggesting consumers are not yet confident enough to increase their use of credit cards and car loans. Borrowing declined by a more than expected $11.5 billion. New research supports claims of some firefighters and rescue workers at the World Trade Center after 9/11. NPR's Richard Knox reports the study shows many of those exposed to dust at the site have suffered permanent lung damage.
Researchers at Albert Einstein Medical School, NYU, and the New York Fire Department found that 7 years after 9/11, one of every eight exposed firefighters had below-normal lung function. 2% had severe breathing problems. Among EMS workers, 23% had below-normal lung capacity and nearly 8% had severe lung problems. The study is in this week's New England Journal of Medicine. Researchers monitored the breathing capacity of nearly 13,000 fire department personnel exposed to World Trade Center dust after the 9/11 attacks and during rescue and recovery operations. Last month, thousands of World Trade Center rescue and cleanup workers reached a settlement with New York officials that will compensate them for their health problems. Payments could total $658 million. Richard Knox, NPR News.
Thousands of documents unsealed in Memphis, Tennessee, could cause more problems for the Catholic Church. Depositions and other records indicate the Diocese of Memphis protected priests accused of sexual abuse. The documents were obtained by the Memphis Commercial Appeal newspaper. They show at least 15 priests at the diocese had been accused of abuse over 4 decades, but were moved to avoid scandal. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.